Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Did you know they make toy smartphones for babies now? What is that? My little dick pic? I don't know.
Hey guys, it's Cameron James from the Total Reboot podcast. Just letting you know that I'm doing an hour comedy show at the Sydney Comedy Festival April 29 to May 1 at the absolutely marvellous Enmore Theatre. It's in a smaller room, but that's not important. Book at sydneycomedyfest.com.au. There is limited seating, so please book early, baby.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, someone's given you the keys to the magic school bus, where are you going?
So am I a sub teacher?
Yeah, I'm imagining
this?
It's a situation. It's like Miss Frizzle's down with the somebody trying to take her out, whacked her with a billy club in the neck. Miss Frizzle's holed up in hospital.
Yep.
So she needs some subs. She needs four beautiful, handsome subs to take over.
She's
her
like
club.
Plumbing the Death Star and the special guest Hayden Bleachmore.
Yes, hello, hi everyone.
Oh god, yeah. Please.
So that was a perfect segue into introducing our guest, something that I forgot to do at the start. Anyway, we've got the keys to the car because she's been hit with a billy club.
Okay. First off, quick question. How long have I had to prepare?
I don't think any time at all.
Okay. Honestly, that probably wouldn't have changed my answer. Feel like I would approach this how I used to teach anyway, which was rock into class, realize, oh no, can I give the class a scolding talk
bad
about
students.
How they haven't done any homework?
So two side notes here that is worth noting. Yep. One, in this situation, I imagine, even though we've all been left in charge, it's because Miss Frizzle was teaching four periods.
Yeah.
We've got a period each.
Yeah.
We've got to figure out what we're doing with this fucking magic school bus.
Well, she's out for 4 days.
Four days.
We have a whole day each to fuck around on the magic school bus.
Yeah. And second thing, Joel Zammit taught all three of us at some point in his life.
That's true.
Whoa. So keep that in mind when Zammit reveals that he's questionable teaching techniques.
His classic trick. Yeah.
Has anyone done the readings?
We're five.
No, thank Christ. Okay, I can spin this into a whole lesson about personal responsibility.
So are they not
and
going
act disappointed?
In the bus? Mr. Salmon, normally Miss Frizzle takes us in the magic school bus.
Wow.
What do you have an excursion plan today?
Okay, so the primary school kids. Okay, so all right. I enter the room. All right, I look around. What do I have?
You've got there's a guano.
There's a globe. Ooh. I feel like there's a globe.
There's a globe.
Around.
There's a blackboard. There's some plants. There's some kids' desks.
The kids are there.
The kids are there. Yeah.
All right. Okay. We're gonna give them the magic school bus, and we're gonna explore the bookshelf.
So you get a bookshelf in the classroom.
Yeah.
So you're getting small.
Yes.
How small?
Very small. Small enough that I feel a spider could get us.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. So all the kids being like, "What are we?" what are we looking for?
We're looking for like, dust mites.
Look how big this book is. Holy shit.
Okay. Because like a spider could get an ant, but a spider could also get like a speck of dust. I'm trying to figure out.
I feel like a spider couldn't get a speck of dust.
No, a spider probably couldn't. It's too little for the spider.
Okay. A speck of dust? A spider could pick up a speck. I can pick up a speck of dust.
But it wouldn't. What's the point?
I can pick up a speck of dust. No, I've done
can't.
It before.
You can pick
I'll
up
do
a
it
clump.
Right now.
You can pick up a clump of dust.
I just picked up a million specks of dust.
Yeah, yeah, one.
Why is that so dusty, by the way? This is a new studio. Why is that
we
so
move,
dusty?
Aiden. Put things on the wall. Blaster falls down.
On top of our recording equipment, apparently.
Take it out when we use power tools. Clever. If like anything, you, Hayden.
If anything, question that. Not why it's dusty.
Yeah, why is it covered in plaster dust? You know what I mean? You think when you're putting things up to move it out?
You'd be like, why is there plaster dust? There is no holes in the wall.
There's not.
Like the railing went into, magic.
I don't know. You could have glued it on.
Could have glued it on. Yeah. So it would be glue dust all over it.
None of the buttons would work. It'll be stuck.
Yeah.
Think,
that's the level that I like to be at. Okay. I can bullshit this enough. All right. So we're going to get small and we're going to look at.
You never answered my question. Size of an ant?
We're thinking this through, Dusha. We're in the bus. I open it up and like, all right, children, gather around into the bus because we're going to go to the bookshelf and we're going to look at prints and see how when you print on a piece of paper, how small the ink can go, and
how small it's what do you mean,
Charles? Thank shut you. Up! I don't need you talking back to me.
Sorry, sir.
We're going to look
wouldn't it be
paper,
easier
yes?
to see that on an open book?
No,
rather than
no,
a
we're
going to
go into the sir, book sir. Realm.
Why don't we?
Book
hold on. Hayden, we're going into the book realm.
Is that what you call the bookshelf? Or is this a dimension?
It's what I will call the bookshelf. Okay. And we're going to go in and see how interesting the different fibers that make up paper, how paper is made from close up.
Sir, why can't we use a microscope? It seems like it would be incredibly easy to use a microscope.
Because you're 5 years old, I'm not going to put you in expensive equipment like a microscope. See how dangerous that is? Get in this school bus and let's get tiny.
Okay, sir, I think we're like 11.
Yeah, I don't think we're 5, are we?
What? Sir, by book realm, do you mean the bookshelf?
Yes!
Is it book realm when we're normal size too?
I'm pretty sure a spider could pick up a speck of dust, sir.
No, they're too big.
Sir, you understand Miss Frizzle's teaching us science, so why did you think we were 5?
Science? Okay, we're going to go into...
Sir, you know that, like, I'm not questioning the ink, because ink, what you were saying does still relate to science. I just mean as an example of our age.
Yeah.
You don't
what
need
were
to
you liking, biology? Well, it's sort of general, because this is sort of primary school, so it's kind of not as smart.
What's that lizard over there?
Well, that's our lizard. I forget its name, but
it has
a name. Yeah. Can we go in that?
Let's go into the lizard.
Okay. All right.
We're going into the lizard realm.
Yeah.
Is its name Lizzie?
Yeah, his name is Lizzie. That's great as well because, like, you know, Miss Frizzle knows what's in a human when they go in that boy's guts. Being just in the, like, horrible pink womb, like, of the lizard.
Being in the womb of the lizard.
In the womb? That's like the last place I want to go.
Lizards have wombs?
No, they lay eggs.
Well, the eggs are going to start somewhere.
Yeah,
wait, so some lizards give live birth?
Yes.
Do
some
they?
Snakes do. I know that.
Maybe we do need to go in this lizard.
Maybe we
figure out what the fuck is going on.
Okay. Everyone, get in this bus.
Okay,
we're gonna go small, the size of a pallet of lizard food, and then the lizard's gonna eat us. That's how we get in the lizard.
Okay, so we're getting full on digested.
Yeah, I just had one of those out of body experiences where I'm like, oh, this is a Plumbing the Death Star episode where we definitely get yelled at. A lot.
Oh yeah,
Plumbing the Death Star has tackled science, something that we should know better.
Ireland to do.
Ask the important questions. How small does ink go?
Do lizards have wombs?
Maybe. Yeah.
I like the paper, parchment, fibers.
See how big
okay,
they
first,
are.
Okay, we're going to combine this. All right, we're going to feed the lizard a little ball of paper. And then
what?
To see how the fibers digest.
To see how the fibers digest.
Where are we?
Sir, I am on board. I'm already in the bus.
He's in the bus. Let me rip up this. Let me just rip up this copy of whatever we've got. What an 11-year-old read. Animorphs. We're ripping up the cover of Animorphs and we're feeding it to Lizzie. Okay.
But are we just watching the Lizzie?
Well, you're in the bus while I'm doing that. Then
are we tiny while watching the Lizzie?
No! You're waiting in the bus. Right.
I think Sir's doing it now, but I can't quite see in the glass.
Is the bus in the room?
No, it's just bus.
But I mean, the bus shrinks down. That's not a crazy question. The bus will go inside a lizard. It can go inside a classroom.
That
Jackson.
Is true.
But no, all it's right. outside the school. But also,
I figure
why is the lizard going to eat paper?
Well, that'd be interesting. Of the lesson, why you shouldn't eat paper is the science lesson today.
No,
yes, it is.
Why you should or shouldn't eat paper, will it?
Well, if they smear lizard food or wrap it around a pellet and maybe rub its little neck
is
a bit.
Is the idea that we're going
so like the idea of me is with the lizard forcing paper down his throat while, what, 20 students
are just sitting in the bus
waiting?
This seems like a very unnecessary step.
It's just the lizard dies and you just don't come get us.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the book realm and I wanted to incorporate
it. Sir, can we come in and go in the lizard?
Yeah.
We're
going to watch the decomposition of a lizard from the inside.
That's science.
Now that's exciting, isn't it, also boys and girls?
That's a slow and sad science.
Yeah, doesn't it decomposition take quite a while?
Yeah, like death.
Well, if we can go to...
Pack a lunch.
Yeah, if we can go small, can this bus speed up time?
I think it can do anything, sort of.
I don't think it can speed up time.
Why not? They can become electricity.
Didn't
There's
we
no
go
rules?
Back in time one time or some shit? Didn't we see dinosaurs? And you're telling me we can't experience a lizard dying?
From the inside?
From the inside?
That's just pink slowly
don't be
becoming...
cowards, you children!
Pink becomes black becomes bone. That's all that is. That's horrible.
Yeah, so...
lizard rot from the outside first anyway? Because that's all the air is and all the germs.
So I don't know.
We're seeing just pink and then bone.
Well, we're just in the stomach and it's just dark and all of a sudden there's like a bit of a light hole. Yeah. Like, what's happening?
Yeah. My parents probably miss me.
This is great. Oh, we've got stages. So we go in there with a lizard and we can watch it choke in real time.
Okay, great.
Why didn't you save the lizard at that point?
It's too late.
Still choking.
That's not science.
Douche, I'm teaching the children about death now.
Is this lesson still about book realm?
The danger of
book realm.
And the consequences,
of that you may a lizard pay. A book.
So basically, none of these kids will ever read ever again.
I hope this is a normal field trip. No, it's not even really a field trip.
Yeah, so
we didn't leave the classroom.
No.
You left the classroom to come back in.
Yeah, to go out to the bus.
To get to the bus to get small.
The excursion was to the bus.
The excursion was to the bus and to the lizard.
And then
things happened under that were not part of my out of my control. And
like
now
you
we're
choked the lizard.
We're exploring a live lizard. We're using this. We're making lemons out of lemonade. Or whatever.
I kind of wish the lizard lived just to figure out what your original plan was before the death.
I assumed we were going in after the little ball of paper.
But yeah, why? That's
why. We wouldn't have seen what happened. We'd need it in the stomach, I guess.
Yeah, because then we would have seen what happened with the little ball of paper.
It'll get.
Because then you're just showing, presumably, that was just to show digestion.
Yeah.
So why not just feed it food?
Great idea, may I just say. Where were you 10 minutes ago?
Oh, you started yelling
you
about.
You saved Lizzie, and you said nothing.
You said,
you
really?
Quiet.
Yeah.
The only thing that's required for evil to flourish, yeah. Just for good men to say nothing.
Yeah. Another, look at these lessons we're teaching these children. Wow, thick and
complacency
fast.
Complacency kills.
Yeah. Okay, thick so let's. How about we review it like this? You know, you have like rape my teacher, like where people, what do the students say about Mr. Zammit, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, so we've experienced a rotting lizard from the inside. And I figured because we can fast forward time for a bit, we're doing it in stages. So that's neat.
Or what about instead of reviewing it like a rape my teacher, we review it like if as though we were a parents' advisory council discussing the episode.
What
you
did
know?
The children learn?
Yeah. So I've taught them about death, consequences, and for evil to flourish, or good men just have to say nothing.
Yeah, graphic,
pretty important lessons.
Yeah,
not bad. You really turned it around.
Yes. Graphic depictions of a lizard dying.
I don't know if it was a graphic depictions. It was just a lizard dying.
I suppose the students were in the bus while it happened.
I went on Rate My Teachers just praying that Joel Zammit was on there, but he is not. That would have been
we put him on there?
The best.
Oh, that would have ruled. Oh, man.
But unfortunately, no results. Do you know how excited I was for a second there?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, what were you saying?
well, what are we reviewing Zammit? What do we think?
Well, I mean, I think
out of five,
we've all been Zammit students. Mm-hmm. Do you think these kids would be better off than us?
Well,
the same age.
My big criticism of Joel Zammit was he used to do that thing that everyone makes fun of teachers for doing, which is sitting on a chair backwards.
No, that's cool. That's what cool teachers do.
That means he's like one of us, dude.
I had a cap on. I put on backwards.
Yeah, you know.
I just want to clarify that second part was a joke. My statement actually happened.
Yeah. Well, let's compare it to Joel Zammit, I guess, the actual teacher. So
in my defense, I knew exactly what I was doing.
Yeah. Sitting in a chair, but
and it was very funny for me.
So I reckon this class.
Are you trying to say the joke was on us?
Yes.
Look at these idiots watching me on a backwards chair. Got him.
Sometimes jokes are just for you, man. That one was a joke for me.
What was the joke?
Did he was sitting like a teacher sits? Like that's a classic funny way for a teacher to sit.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like I was doing the thing.
Doing the thing that teachers do.
Doing the thing.
You know, if you're in France and you're the Eiffel Tower and you do the thing where you're trying to lift it up big. Or maybe I'm thinking of Leaning Tower.
Yeah, Leaning Tower where you do the. You're trying to support the Leaning Tower. No, Jackson's just assumed the cool teacher pose.
He's doing it.
I'm doing the
thing. How relatable to teens do you feel?
Heaps. It's really stretching my groin.
Oh, yeah.
These chairs are not designed. For this
way of
sitting.
Those chairs are not.
Yeah, that's disappointing.
Yeah, chairs are mostly designed to be sit in the way that they're meant to be sit in. In fact, that's why they put the back at the back.
Yeah. Well, this just shows that I'm a rebel, and so is Joel Zammit. Well, look, in the absence of figuring out any way to review Zammit, I will think...
out of five. Okay. I mean, we should
give it a letter system, right?
If it's great.
I give him a C+.
Yeah, look.
He killed the classroom pet, and I liked that pet. So he's getting a D- from me.
I hated the pet, conversely, so B-.
Yes!
It still wasn't a good lesson, but...
Well, it would be terrible for you because you have to sit still in a thing while nothing's happening for a week.
What? Clearly I would encourage people to run around the rotting lizard.
Touch the guts.
Oh, yeah, true. Well, then maybe A+.
Did you bring a torch?
No.
The bus has headlights.
Yeah.
But you can only run around in the room that the bus is in, which is apparently the womb.
I'm not calling it the womb.
Where are you going?
We went into the mouth.
We'd be in the stomach. You can't get to the womb from the neck.
I'm only going for the information I was given.
Plus, we're there for a while, but sped up, baby. We go all over the place. Who wants to see a rotting lizard heart? I know I do.
Okay.
Maybe back to a B-. Anyway, I'm taking the children to a waste treatment plant to look through to see what we could find.
Are you going via the toilet?
No, we're just driving there.
Okay. So you're using the bus like a bus.
Yeah. Because everything gets flushed down there, so like maybe we'll find something cool.
Are you going tiny to dive around the shit?
No. So we pull up in the Hey students, get in the fucking bus.
All right, we're in the bus.
Turn on the bus. The bus is like, where are we going, Jackson? I'm like, because it talks. I don't think it talks. Anyway, we drive to the waste treatment plant. We park in the car park. The students get out. I go up to the front door. Knock, knock, knock. the fella says, hey, what can I do for you? I'm like, can we root around in the garbage?
In the human shit?
In the human shit?
Yeah, to try and find valuables.
Human shit or lost and found?
Yeah, are we talking about like a like a rubbish dump? No, or are we talking about where shit and piss goes?
Yeah, okay. Okay, are you going to their lost and found, or are you going into the shit?
Well, we'll go to the waste. We'll go to
I don't think a waste treatment plant is a lost and found.
Yeah, that's what I think. What do you think happens if you flush a wedding ring down the toilet?
I've seen around the twist, and I'm pretty sure he gets his retainer back from doing that.
That can't be true.
Man, so I've been on a school trip to a waste treatment plant.
Yeah.
And the only thing I remembered was that the guy also was just telling he was doing like 10% an educational trip and 90% a ghost tour.
That rules.
And the students were getting
ghost of shits past.
Yeah, people were getting like upset because they were scared.
Oh my god. So we went to like the Werribee one.
Yeah.
And the highlight of that trip was watching two cows fuck.
Oh,
that's good. Two cows.
Yeah, well, a cow and a bull.
Bull, yeah. That's cool. That's still cool.
I also went on this excursion, and the one thing I remember is we're on the bus, and the lady was like, we're going through like the big tanks that are all outside, and some kid asked a question. She's like, oh, gave the answer. And then another kid was like, how much do you get paid? And she goes, not enough. And that's the only thing I remember from that trip.
Wow, that rules.
But in the defense of Jackson, I believe that they do have like kind of like a filtering system, so some like valuable, but they've already found
Well, we go to the lost and found as well.
But it's not a lost and...
It's basically a lost.
Dusha, what's it been? Lost. What are we doing? Finding it.
So therefore, it is a...
It's a lost and found. Mm. So we go to the lost and found, we can root around in that, see if there's anything good.
So you're imagining... I know you're imagining just a tub full of rings.
Yeah.
I was imagining... goldfish.
Full of jewels.
And retainers.
Yeah.
And teeth in them.
And then we go to where the magic happens, you know, because they've got to come from somewhere, and we root around in that for the day for a new stuff.
Wait, what do you mean when the magic happens? What do you mean?
Well, is that where the magic's...
The asshole? Are you talking about the human asshole?
Are we going into a someone's
when the
puss?
Let's sit at the bottom of the toilet and watch it open and close.
Gather round, children. Let's watch a dilating anus.
He's squeezing one out. Here it comes. Hey,
this is where the magic happens, everyone.
No, I mean...
Seatbelts on.
I mean, where they're filtering
just
it. We go there.
Just shit hitting the windscreen.
How good was this, students? There might be gems in that. We don't know.
You've misunderstood where stuff that gets flushed down the toilet accidentally goes. But you've inside the shit.
Go through the lost and found of being like, it's crazy someone swallowed all of this. Wow. These are all inside guts, children.
But the way that the filtering system would work would have to be not particularly...
Yes.
That filtery and also a lot of rubbish because you can flush things down a toilet.
Well,
you're not
we have
to
filter through that stuff,
So it's just going to be a lot of sanitary products and condoms, which you shouldn't flush, but
that's
people
true.
Do.
Mm. Well, the kids can wait in the bus. I don't care, and I'll just filter through them till I find valuables or gems or diamonds.
The children are immaterial at this.
So your field trip is you're leaving the kids in a locked bus while you root around in human shit.
Make sure the windows are locked up. You don't want to smell all that shitty fumes.
Yeah, I'm not really teaching this class. I flushed some. Something and I just needed a ride to the waste treatment plant. I didn't have a car, so I just drove the bus down there to root through it. I get back in the bus smelling of shit. Yep. Like, yeah, I got it, kids.
We're all incredibly dehydrated because you parked directly in the sun.
Why does the bus smell of sweaty kids?
Yeah, wow, it's sucking down a big Diet Coke. They had a vending machine in there. Yeah,
I like to imagine the thing you lost was a $5 note and you used that $5 note to buy a Diet Coke.
A Diet Coke and then had some change left over that I just threw away.
Pissed back into the human shit for the next guy.
Woo!
Tried to skim
it.
It's like a wishing well.
Tried to skim it across a septic tank.
Just sinks in. Whoa, that's cool.
The kids see. Oh no, they're in the bus.
Oh my god, the kids! Then get back in the bus and drive back with like maybe still a couple of hours to spare of the day. Do whatever you like, kids. I'm happy.
Free play. Maybe lie down. Dead fish. You guys look like you need a rest.
Just drive to my house. Get out. Go inside. Leave the bus on the nature strip.
Just chuck the keys in the car. Woo! One of you guys will figure it out.
I was gonna say chuck the keys down the drain. I was thinking that's into like a whatever you call it. One of the
stormwater drain.
Stormwater drain. Yeah. whoop, go inside, chuck on Frasier, take off my shoes. Yeah. I'm baby here, the blues are cool. I'm selling the scrambled eggs. Today was a good day.
I wonder what that Fraser's up to today.
Fraser.
I'm Fraser and Niles. So yeah, how did my client, what do we think?
I'm going to give it a big F.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Look, I didn't learn a thing. I was in a...
Yeah, there was no lessons. I was in a bus all day.
I was in a bus all day and I saw a human shit come out of a human anus.
Oh, yeah. Was that part of your trip? Did that actually happen?
That might have been... Maybe if the kids complained that it wasn't educational enough, I'd be like, I'll take you with a match. That's funny if I think that all of the stuff in the Lost and Found was in guts. That means the $5 that I'm looking for definitely was. Yeah,
you ate $5. You dropped it in a sandwich you were making. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I dropped it. I was like, is that lettuce or is that money? It's too far away for me to see.
I'll know when I eat it. And then when it's processed at the waste treatment plant, I can check if they have a $5 note or not. And if they do, then it was money.
Money or lettuce. Then I'll be able to tell.
So as a child, I learned that that's why dogs die in hot cars. So that's a valuable lesson.
Now you know.
And also I saw an anus open.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of educational. It's not educational.
It's worth seeing, right? You should look at it once.
Yeah.
If someone's a human hand shooting right in front of your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not right in front of your face. It's like it's between you and glass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it's very big and you're very small.
So, yeah. Okay. It just feels like it's in your face.
Yeah. It just feels bigger than it is.
The shit I imagine encompasses the entire bus, right?
Yeah.
I imagine.
A brief period of time. Like, the shit goes over the bus
entirely. And then the windscreen wipes.
Yeah.
Because I imagine the Nuss being kind of like the size of maybe like a Double Doors.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay. I was imagining much bigger.
Yeah. No, but Double Doors is good. That's also good because who's this person? You would notice the bus.
I don't know if you would notice the bus.
Well,
you
where's the bus in your mind?
I imagine the bus was in the toilet. Yeah.
Underneath where the anus is.
Yeah, I imagine we went up the sewers to where the magic happened.
Where were you imagining the bus was?
The void.
Poking its little like bus head out of the water, headlights right on a man's nose.
Yeah,
little snorkel.
Well, at least it's well lit.
And then as I see the guy about to shit, I honk the horn.
He goes back up.
Students, how good was that? And he turns around and looks at us, and I'm like, oh fuck, reverse!
Jesus,
we've been rumbled!
And then he flushes and off you go. Yeah. Okay, now that's kind of interesting.
Don't worry, we'll end up at the waste treatment plant.
I get to experience the sewers.
I like the idea of getting flushed, and then end up at the waste treatment plant, and you pressing your face up against the window because you've seen your $5. There it is, kids! There it is!
How do I turn this bus around?
That's probably a D from me, I reckon.
Okay, that's fair.
Like a D minus. Mm-hmm. You know,
The same score I gave our good friend Joel Zammert, who did nothing wrong. I can't remember. Oh, wait, no, he killed the lizard.
So, killing a lizard or watching a human shit?
Also being left in a hot. See, if it was just watching someone shit, watching someone shit is far more pleasant than watching.
That was sort of a part one, you know?
I have a pet.
Yeah.
And I also.
A beloved pet.
A pet that I love, or the fact that I.
What do you reckon is more traumatic for an 11? 7-year-old.
Watching
your favorite thing in the world rot from the inside out.
Watching a random person shitting on me from
very.
I don't know. That might fuck me up.
Then being inside your lizard while it dies.
Well, it's not my lizard. It's the class's lizard.
Well, the students sort of treated like their lizard.
It's beloved by the class.
Lizard. Yeah.
Also, like shitting is part of something that students would learn.
Yeah.
They're not going to learn that way.
No. No.
Yeah. I still think the lizard would be worse. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, it's Adam here. For those of you who don't know, I'm the resident dungeon master at Sans Pants Radio and the host of the show D&D is for Nerds. If you enjoy the sounds of a dungeon master slowly losing his mind with frustration, and players who have trouble solving puzzles designed to stump even the most clever first graders, then why not give D&D is for Nerds a listen? Just head on down to SansPantsRadio.com for the extensive list of seasons and sideshows that are available. You can even pick a random season and start from there. Most stories are self-contained, so you can tell how shit we are at a glance. After all, it's free, and you'll get the Sans Pants Radio money-back guarantee. This does not constitute a guarantee. Adam's views are not the views of Sans Pants Radio. Adam is not employed or associated with Sans Pants Radio.
All right, hey,
I think a lot of the Magic School Bus's excursions, they get very small and go into things.
That's true.
Yes, they do.
I want to explore big. I want to get maximum big.
Okay.
I want to see how ginormous the Magic School Bus can get, and then I want to hang out in the big realm.
What is maximum big?
Well, that's what I'm not sure about.
And what is the big realm?
Well, like we're going to find out. We're
like
doing
the book
cutting
realm or shit realm or whatever.
Yeah. Big. No one claimed you were going to the shit realm, Jackson.
But I think it's good because you obviously slowly get bigger and bigger. I think it'll probably take a few days to get to maximum big.
A few days?
Oh, we are getting big, dude.
Where are we putting the kids?
Doesn't matter.
Because what do you mean? Aren't they in the bus?
They're in the bus, and the bus is getting big.
So is the kids getting big?
Everyone's getting big. We're all getting big, baby.
They're getting maximum
big. It's big,
big
time.
That's the one thing that I'm following. They're getting maximum big.
Where are we putting the bus? It doesn't matter because at a certain point that we know where to put the bus.
Yeah, no. It really doesn't matter because in a relatively short amount of time, we will crush the earth.
That we is are getting maximum big.
Yeah. You kind of like shift the earth out of orbit because you're pushing it down.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, and then... Right. Destroying the solar system.
Actually, does the Magic School Bus retain a bus's weight?
It doesn't matter because gravity is going to stop at some point for you.
Well, no, but you're going to get so big that gravity makes you a sphere.
Yeah.
This is one of those moments where it's like, I'm about to say science that I actually don't know anything about.
Oh, I'm excited.
But I think you only get stuff pulled towards you if you have a lot of mass, right? And if the Magic School Bus still weighs the same amount
as a regular bus, because if your school bus...
If it retained weight, it would kill the kids it went in.
What?
Yeah.
When the Magic School Bus got little.
Yeah. No, but they got little as well.
No, but if
it has the same weight
as a bus,
then you've increased the density and the mass. So you'd
be like
kind of
swallowing a bit of black matter or antimatter or something. Yeah.
You're basically like a tearing up.
Arnold would fucking die.
Yeah, he would fall out of the lizard very quickly.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, fine. Well,
but also, if we got that big and we retained the density of a bus, it would be so thin.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be light.
The kids would be spaghettified.
Well, fine. We'll get a new density, whatever. We'll become heavier. We'll push the Earth, I assume, into the sun.
Yeah.
Or maybe away from the sun.
We have a new Earth. It's called the Magic Bus.
Yeah. We live on bus.
It's a population of seven.
Seven.
Me and six kids.
And six kids. But you are also...
Where's the rest of the kids?
How many were they usually? A lot of them didn't want to come and get rebigged.
But you are also the size of the... You are also like a celestial body at this point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You're dead and you're like...
Why am I dead?
Because
I'm just big.
You're so big that you have become a sphere.
No, that's not how it works.
You are basically the satellites for the new Earth. Wrong.
I will become the Magic School Bus. We'll get...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so big. Maximum big.
No, I don't think you understand maximum big. I'm saying the sun will be like a speck of dust to us.
Will you be able to pick it up?
Well, evidently not. We will become these giant, omnipresent beings that sort of are beyond time and space itself.
You're so sphered.
No!
You have sphered yourself.
Okay, fine. We're a sphere then. Who cares? We're big spheres. We're in a spherical bus with spherical kids who are the biggest in the galaxy. In the whole known universe.
Maximum big surely is so big that the bus fills the entire known universe,
yeah,
right?
That's what I'm saying.
So it's all...
And then we get to the unknown universe.
Oh,
that's,
my God.
That's where we do our science and that's where we do our learning.
Do you reckon you'll meet someone else that's maximum big?
I think we might. I think there's a good chance that, you know that bit at the end of Men in Black 2 where we're just in a marble? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will become the people that play marbles.
Then you get out of
the marbles. I will play marbles with those aliens.
Like, hey, guys, it's sick that we're maximum big.
But that isn't it maximum big because then those are, it's fractal, baby.
Oh, that's just the start. That's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah,
we are getting extra big.
That's day one.
You said it was max big.
No, he's not max big.
That's the trick. There is
there.
No maximum big. We can just keep getting bigger and bigger.
Once you reach the end of the known universe, you're bordering on other universes, baby. You got to become a multi-bus. A multi-bus
we'll fracture out into different dimensions. Yeah. Be a bus in 5 or 6D.
That's true. Maximum big,
that
baby.
That is maximum big.
Yeah. What are the kids going to learn?
What happens if you get maximum big? Because we don't know the answer.
That's true.
It'll be the best episode.
The moment the kids become spheres, you'll be like, oh, write that down.
We became spherical when we became 20,000 times bigger than the sun.
Oh, that's interesting.
I like that my blood is real thick.
Well, if you're the known universe, then that means the universe is inside the bus, right?
Well, no, because the bus,
we just pushed all the planets to the side.
So you would actually have a crust of all the planets.
I guess we would become the center of the universe, and all the galaxies would float around us.
But they wouldn't float around because if you're at maximum big, the end of the universe is
no, but there's no end of the universe; it's infinite. So
we don't know that now.
Well,
we
will find out.
We'll find the end when it's like. That you'll
keeps
be spheres and you'll have met aliens that are playing marbles and you would have outgrown them.
Yeah.
All of a sudden the bus will just be like, maximum big achieved. You're like, oh, cool.
And then we shrink back down and the day's done. Home by 3:30.
You shrink back down, you've got this huge sphere around you of all of the universes and planets coalesced into
gravity has changed.
Crust.
You've definitely made an impact on those young children's lives.
What do you do? You've just...
Everyone's lives, it seems. All living beings in the whole universe. Yeah.
It's just you, the bus, 6 children, apparently, in empty space.
And 2 words.
Yeah.
Maximum big.
Yeah. That's big.
Well.
That's a B minus for me.
Yeah. As a lesson.
Don't get too big. That's a lesson.
Well, no, the lesson is we don't even know what the lesson is.
Well, the lesson could also just be never get too big for your britches.
Yeah, that's true. Well, the real lesson is this is what it looks like when you get maximum
big. Now, the lesson is. There's no such thing as too big. You can aim for the stars. Yeah. Keep on getting bigger.
But then the kids are like, but with what? Because the only thing in the universe is the inside of this bus.
Yeah. No, we shrank back down. It's fine.
Okay, yeah, cool. Well,
I do like at some point you would have had like, you know, planets and suns hitting the windscreen.
Yeah.
But you could also just wipe away like human shit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Just get rid of
it. It's a lot easier because we're so big that they're just nothing.
Big. Yeah.
It's nice that at one point you would have been like, we are at this kind of big where if a regular bus went through us, it's kind of like if this bus went through a small baby or whatever.
I am not following. Cool. What are you talking about? What?
Because you would get
normal, did that make sense to you?
So yeah.
I got that. You're so big now that if a bus went through you, it would be like a regular.
No, if you went through a bus, yeah.
I see. I've become so big that a normal bus is the magic school bus.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it sounded like Zammit was saying that you got so big that if a regular bus went through you, it would be like if a regular bus went through a baby.
No, the magic school bus went through a baby.
Regular bus going through a baby is not good.
That's the opposite of what I misunderstood.
I also misunderstood like what you said, Jackson. I assumed you meant your bus would be so big you could drive through a regular bus in the same way that a regular bus can drive through a baby. And I was like, yeah, that's a crazy thing to say, but I guess.
You're not wrong. Okay, well, yeah, I'm going to give that an F because
an F?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
Because Yeah.
We're doing cutting edge science.
Yeah, but
I'm 11. I'm giving this an F. This is too advanced. I was a sphere, now everything's dead.
But because
I
when
was
you,
so dense.
When you shrink back to a regular size, you don't shrink back to the world as it was.
No, but it'd be close.
No. We are being kept alive through nothing but bus magic.
No, we would shrink back to the field where we started.
But
the
that's sun, gone.
No,
you
the sun, the earth. Not, it was pushed gently away.
But it doesn't suck back with
push
you.
We'll figure the bus flies.
You said
it was flies. We'll
rapidly,
fly back to the field.
Rapidly expanding.
We'll use GPS or something. We'll find.
Doesn't work because those satellites are crushed.
No. I take one satellite and make it big as well, so I can find my way home. I re-dig a satellite too.
Yeah, okay. No, then great, A+.
Yeah.
Well, that, you thought of everything.
Yeah.
So, Jackson, if originally when Hayden was getting an F, what were you giving your own expedition?
Oh, A+.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. I got that $5 back that I thought was a lettuce.
Yeah. Well, I just want to keep things simple. I'm just going to go into a DVD, see what's going on in a movie, get into a movie.
Yeah, that's any movie.
Movie realm.
Yeah, go to movie realm.
Yeah. You got one in mind?
We are what? 11.
Yeah.
Legend of Bag of Ants.
Golf magic. So when you go into movie realm, are you on the set of the movie or is the movie real life? Or
the movie's real life,
or are
obviously.
You just on a DVD is silver?
Well, I think what's going to happen is I'm going to get small, go onto a DVD, and be like, we have to get smaller. Then be really small and be like, how do you get into the movie?
I think because it's lasers, right? Doesn't the DVD reader reads with a laser? So you just got to jump up the laser and be read by the DVD.
Up to the laser and into the movie.
Yeah. Finally see what the movie that is you is.
Oh, no, because the laser's reading the DVD. So while the laser's reading the DVD, Hayden's right. If I drive into the laser, I get read at the same time as the DVD.
Yeah.
So I'm sucked into the movie.
Yeah.
The kids can learn.
But aren't you blocking
golf?
No,
all the information's still there, just underneath it.
I get so small that I'm the same size as the information that the laser's
reading. Yeah, so he turns into ones and zeros.
I just love the idea of you in a tiny bus. You get small, you're on the DVD, you're like, get smaller, you're like, drive into the laser.
What, dead. You just die?
Just get like a
bathroom. Oh, no, I thought I was going to be in Shrek 3.
I wanted to meet Will Smith when he was a magic golf man or something.
Damn it, instead I died. You're taking the kids to heaven. Gosh, I hope this is a normal field trip. All right, kids, today we're going in The Legend of Bag of Ants.
Only movie that I found in the school library.
Okay, kids, so there's who's that cunt? That looks like Saint Peter. He's guarding the pearly gates. But you know what we have, children? A bus.
Drive into heaven.
Heaven's gates with a bus. Get big, same size as God.
Yeah.
See if God respects us more if we're the same size as him.
I really like.
We can have a big off. I'm stealing your bit. Yeah. Getting big.
Could you really make the bus so big that God himself couldn't lift the magic school bus?
I like that there's this universal understanding that part of what makes God so powerful is he's really big.
He's just a really tall dude.
Like, we know he's huge. Yeah. And we're like, so he's in charge.
Yeah. It's why we respect people who are like 7 foot.
Yeah, exactly.
And with beards.
Like, yeah.
Finding out God's 8'2", you're like, that is big.
It's not like. It's not giant. I thought it'd be bigger, but it's still pretty big.
It's pretty big, and if I got big, I feel like I'd be cheating.
You know? Yeah. Do you think you'd have the only bus in heaven?
Bus from Speed probably went to heaven.
That's true, because the bus was innocent in all that. You know, it was a victim of circumstance.
Yeah, it just had a bomb strapped to it. That sucks.
Maybe that's what you get there, and you're like, well, we can't go into the DVD, but let's find the bus from Speed.
See what's going on.
There it is, kids. And they're like, so you killed us.
Can talk to other buses?
It can talk to other magic buses. Would you consider the bus from Speed magical?
I would definitely say it's full of movie magic.
Yeah, that's true. It's
also movie magic enough to make a bus talk?
In heaven, yes. It's really cool that you killed these kids so they could see another bus. They're like, sir, we're in a bus.
Oh shit. Oh, well.
Oh true. You could just get out and look at this one. Well, now you can see two buses. That's pretty
cool. Two buses at once. Oh my god.
I'd die for that opportunity. I mean, I did die for that opportunity.
Sorry we couldn't get into The Legend of Bag of Ants, kids.
That's okay. Can we go home now? Or?
No,
we'll see.
I don't think so.
Maybe we can drive to hell.
A+, because heaven's good.
Yeah, it is. In fact, I almost said heaven on earth. That's not what I
meant. It's paradise.
Paradise.
It's Arcadia. Yeah.
Eternal paradise, bliss, happiness.
Yeah. So I would give yours an A plus because that's good because I can get out the bus and be like, well,
I'm in heaven.
This isn't what I wanted out of this Friday
of life. Yeah. I thought I'd grow up and have my own goals. I thought I'd meet somebody.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe I'd start a family or
well, you can in heaven.
Yeah, well,
I don't think you could start a family in heaven, can you? Yeah. Can you give birth to an angel? What do you mean?
Yeah, and what if I age? I don't want to be an old man in heaven.
Yeah.
I also don't want to be an 11-year-old forever. That also sucks.
But well, then you
could have been 30 when I die.
Like me.
What if you have a you're okay, so you're in heaven, you're 11.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I watched that rhyme. Cross over that rhyme.
11 rhyme. Whoa.
And then you really did a number on your brain.
And then you have a kid.
Yeah.
Does the kid become older than you eventually?
Well,
does the kid just stay a baby forever?
What? How, do people born in heaven age at heaven rate or earth rate?
If I'm from heaven and I get a earth human local. Pregnant.
Like a demigod or something.
What's that baby look like?
Jesus.
Like, or Hercules.
That is how you make a Christ.
Yeah.
A plus field trip, Mr. Mr. D.
Do we create new Jesus?
Not children. It's how you make new Christ.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've been Joel.
I've been Hayden.
And do you have anything to plug, Hayden?
Not really.
Oh, that's cool.
You've appeared on a lot of shows recently. Anything to plug?
No. I started Twitch streaming. You can follow me on Twitch. My handle is Hayden H. Hayden spelled H-A-Y-D-E-N. If you just
the H is literally just the letter
just
H.
Just the letter H at the end.
It's four Haydens followed by the letter H.
The letter H, yeah, yeah.
You've had to say that out loud a couple of times now.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about the handle?
Not good. But I feel like it's too late for a rebrand.
Yeah.
Especially that I've said it on podcasts.
Yeah.
That's a shame.
That's fine. Also, I have a podcast called The Weekly Mooners. It's a terrible podcast if you're going to listen to that.
Hell yeah.
What episode should people start with?
Not the first one. Probably not the most recent one either. Somewhere in the late middle.
The late.
That's what I would recommend.
How many episodes have you done?
Well, we do them every week, and we've been doing it for 4 years, so we're up to episode 72, I think.
So people start with episode 50?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Sounds like you pick one and go for it, you know?
Hey, dickhead, are you thirsty for more Sans Pants? Let us shoot our long, hot ropes of content right into your gaping earholes. Head to sanspantsradio.com to check out all 26 of our public podcasts and become a member of Sans Pants Plus to check out 20 more bonus shows and bonus feeds. That's sanspantsradio.com.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.